I'm Chris Lawrence, and you're listening to the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It is a new year, and the 2013 West Virginia fishing regulations are published and currently available. Coming up, we'll detail some of the changes you'll find in those from a year ago in our report today. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
Brett Preston is the Warm Water Fisheries Chief at DNR and says those 2013 regulations for fishing are now in print.
2013 fishing regulations are available online and at license agents.
Now, there aren't a whole lot of changes to this year's regs from last year, and the minor adjustments that have been made are noted in the table of contents page when you pick one up. The first will be important to some anglers who fish the Eastern Panhandle.
We established a catch and release regulation for black bass up at Edwards Run Pond up in Hampshire County. It's on a wildlife management area up there. Our staff renovated the pond and stocked it with fish, and it's a new fishing impoundment up there. And we put a catch and release regulation for bass to give them a little bit of a jump start here over the next few years at Edwards Run Pond.
Muskie anglers in Ritchie County are going to want to know more about new regulations downstream from North Bend Lake.
40-inch minimum size limit and a one fish per day bag limit on about a little over a mile section of the North Fork of the Hughes River from the North Bend Lake Dam downstream to County Route 809 at the bridge at North Bend State Park. That's to help protect some research that we're doing up in North Bend Lake, and we included that size limit and that regulation for muskie down below the dam because we've noticed some fish escaping through the dam.
Now, the only other change involves an adjustment to the legal size of a couple of often confused fish.
We also increased the statewide minimum size limit for tiger muskie and northern pike from 28 to 30 inches, so that we have a consistent regulation for those two species, those two fish, statewide.
And a couple of ongoing studies in the state's waters in which fish are tagged, and Preston says returning those is critical to the success.
Part of a movement study, and just we're tracking those fish, so if you're right, we've got tags in some of those fish that have escaped, and that way we'll be able to keep track of them better if an angler comes in contact with a fish with a...
Pick up the new license brochure at any DNR district office, any license retailer, or online at wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.